After a long stint in the automobile repair industry, Micah Anderson went back to his familial roots of farming and selling produce in rural Oklahoma. In his audio diary for KOSU, Micah talks about how the COVID-19 pandemic has made his life busier as a farmer and the concerns he has for his handicapped daughter.
My name is Micah Anderson. I'm in Piedmont, Oklahoma, and I'm a farmer that grow produce and sell. And I'm from Haskell, Oklahoma. I was born and raised here in Oklahoma. I'm set up here at selling produce here in Piedmont, Oklahoma, and I'm on the main street in Piedmont. And so you can hear the cars going back and forth back. But when I got here, time set was for 6 o'clock, but they were already waiting before 5:30. They wouldn't allow me to set up. They wanted their stuff right then. Being a farmer, it's really not a bad thing because you still got to go outside and do what you got to do. You ain't around a whole lot of people. You might have to have some help. Like my friend here, he lives here in Piedmont, and we might do some things together, but we ain't like right up on top of each other. I got another black friend. He's in Virginia, and he has a mother that's like 90-something years old. He said, "Micah, I just thank God I'm out here in the country." You know, and so that's been what I'm hearing from a lot of the farmers. You know, and when they go to town, they just try to social distance and just stay away from everybody. You have to keep going. If you don't plant the seeds, you're not going to have produce because it's going to take it 2 or 3 months to get ready. You know, if you got cows, you got to take care of them, or you know they'll die or get sick. If you got crops, you have to take care of it. So with the farmers, not a whole lot has changed. But I can say one thing, business has picked up for us small producers. I think there's an opportunity for small people that's farming or people that want to get into farming. I sold more produce than I ever have before in my life. And I talked to some other producers the same thing. You know, some of this was already going on already where people wanted to get back to in the country and grow stuff, but the pandemic has stirred it up. I think people felt like something could happen, you know. And really, in all reality, we live on a thin line. I mean, just something happened with all the trucking or anything like that, we would be in big trouble. We have a daughter, she's 36 years old, and she's handicapped. And she has a mind of a baby still, but she can walk and she can let us know what she wants. But the concern would be that if she got that, it might wipe her out. We haven't went to church yet, because the one thing if we take our daughter to church, she likes to grab people and hug them and stuff, and so that's we just afraid that she'd just run up and do that. We wouldn't even know it. So we just been kind of going watching on live streaming. When you think about the Bible and being a Christian, the first garden was God was the first horticulturist, and he used to come and meet with Adam and Eve every day. So when you're out there in the garden in the midst of his creation, and you have a chance to just talk with him, it's just I think it's a good thing. It's just it makes you a quality person, and I think also that. That may be the secret as you walking out there and you are praying, and I think the stuff is blessed as you're walking through and talking to God.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills and Matthew Viriapa as part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.